This call is being recorded.
And breathe in the light as you do so. And as you breathe in the light, find yourself moving deeper into yourself, deeper in consciousness, letting it all go. Letting all the problems, everything that is of negativity, let that go with your breath. Exhale. Exhale out all tension, stress, all of these things. All of the negative thoughts, let that go. Focus on your breathing as you breathe in the breath of life. Breathe in. Breathe in the light now. Let the light begin to move through your body, filling your body with light, so that light is going everywhere, and that you are the light. And as the light spreads throughout your body, see it then spreading outside of your body as well. See your entire body being surrounded by light. Now being aware of an energy coming from high, high above you, all the way to the galactic central sun. A light, a energy bolt of blue light coming from the galactic central sun down through the solar sun, throughout all of the cosmic beings in the solar system, throughout all of the planets. And then that energy, that beam of light, blue light, shooting down through the top of your head, all the way down through your 7 chakra centers, straight down through the chakras, through your feet, into the ground, all the way to the core of the earth. And then from the core of the earth, another light, a beam of light, shooting up from the core through your body, up through your feet, through your body, throughout through the top of your head, and back up to the galactic central sun. So that your body now has 2 columns of light coming through it, one from above, one from below, anchoring the light, bringing the light from high levels of consciousness, much higher than this solar system, even higher than the galaxy itself, consciousness, light coming down into your body, filling your body. Then from there, the energy, the light shooting out from your body, as you are the anchor of the light and you are the spreader of the light as well. And the light goes out now. Moves out from your body into the room wherever you are and keeps growing and growing and expanding. See the light expanding now past the room where you are into the entire building or house that you are in. Continuing to expand and expand till it expands out into the surrounding neighborhood that you are in. And then to the town or the city that you are in, and on, you keep spreading the light. You are the light. You are the love. Spread that light. And as it continues to spread now, separate your consciousness from your body into your Merkaba light vehicle. Put it in there. Seat yourself in your Merkaba, or Merkaba. Feel yourself now floating up in your Merkaba, in your light vehicle, your light body, shooting up higher and higher until you are a point up above the earth, and you are in 2 consciousness now. You are in your Merkaba, but you are also down there, way down there, spreading the light still. See yourself spreading the light down there. The light spreading all around the planet until it completely encompasses the planet. You see the planet now from the point of view of the masters of the galactics. You see it now as the light spreads to all areas, whatever it is alive, you see it spread into that life form. Whatever there is consciousness, you see the consciousness now beginning to grow and expand of all the individuals, all the animals, the plants, all of this. The light continuing to spread and grow, consciousness spreading and growing. Until you see all as having the one consciousness, being the one. Know that you are the catalyst of this. You are the catalyst of being the one. Be the one. Be the one and the many. All together. All as one. Now, if you would allow yourselves to begin to drift back towards your physical body, come back down in your Merkaba, back down towards your body, leave your Merkaba parked outside of your body, either surrounding it or just outside of it, as if it is a car or a vehicle that is in the parking lot. But it is there at a moment's notice. You surround yourself with the aura of light around you, protection, a shield, you might say, of light, of love. Come back into your body now, into a complete state of consciousness and circulation. Fully revitalized and refreshed. I am one who serves, but a different one than is normally with you, if you may not have already known this. I am here at this time to be with you, to share with you something that has become somewhat of a consternation for many of you as we are finding it here. And we are going to attempt to clear that up for you. And that is the idea of materialization, the idea of manifestation, bringing into being what you are wanting. Because many of you are finding it difficult at this time to manifest. Because you are manifesting in the old ways. You are manifesting in the old 3D illusion. And you know in that three-dimensional illusion that you have become so accustomed to, you have this buffer period that occurs where you think of something and you want it to manifest, but it does not manifest quickly. And then you become disconsolate because it does not come to you. It does not materialize in front of you. Because many of you would like to simply be able to put out your hand and say, have an apple appear in your hand and it is there. And it is simple to do this. We do this all the time. But you yourselves have difficulty with this because you are still operating in the old paradigm. And in the old paradigm, you will not be able to do this. For whatever it might be, money to travel, money to take care of a sick individual, to help them, all of these things, if you continue to operate from the old paradigm of the 3D illusion, then you will continue to have that buffer period. And your buffer period will be longer based on the consciousness that you are creating it. So if you want to have a shorter buffer period, you must think it, you must create it in your mind, you must imagine it, see it fully in your mind. But then the most important thing, and this is what so many miss out on, is you must know that it has already been granted. You must know that it is already coming to you. Because if you ask for it, but you do not expect it, you will not get it. That is as simple as it is. And you must come to understand this. Now, when you are asking for something, when you want something to happen in your lives, you must raise your vibrations. In doing so, raise your vibrations. Find yourself in higher dimension, where you feel the energy, you feel the love, you feel the nature all around you, you feel the connection to your higher self. And when you feel that connection to your higher self, whatever it is that you want to manifest will manifest much quicker. And all of you, we say now all of you, are able to do this much quicker now because you have moved more fully out of this 3D illusionary paradigm. You have moved out of it more and more and more. And as you continue to move out of it, you will find that that buffer zone becomes less and less. And those things that you want to manifest will appear much quicker. Some of you are already seeing this. You saw an example of this just momentarily here previous, where the one brought out that she does not have the money for this. And as soon as you voice that, you do not have the money, then you do not. But because of your being around the vibration of all of the others here in this group, Ancient Awakenings, you were able to then ask for something and then you received it without even knowing you were asking for it. You see how this works? Universe will provide if you allow for the process to happen. This is what you must do. You must allow for the process. This is the secret that has been kept hidden from most of mankind for the very long time throughout all of these dark ages. But as you know, you have come out of the dark ages. You have moved into the light. You are the ones that are anchoring the light. You are the ones that are holding the light here. You are the ones that are spreading the light. And as you continue to hold and spread the light, you will create the higher paradigm, the next paradigm, the new golden age of Gaia, Nova Earth, whatever you want to call it. It is all one and the same. It is all about raising consciousness, raising love throughout the planet. And knowing as you are doing that you are the love, that you are the consciousness and the light. You are the way, the truth, and the life, or the light. You see? This is what you must come to understand, and then everything that you want in your life will be given to you if it is meant for you. That is always a big if. If it is for your highest good or those around you for their highest good, you must always take that into consideration. So sometimes when you ask for something and you do not receive it, it is because you are not supposed to at this point. You have certain lessons still that you are working on learning. Not anyone else that is making you learn them. It is you that are making yourself learn them. It is you that is all about the process of manifesting. You, that is all about the process of bringing something forward, bringing the lessons forward, remembering who you are. You see, it is not outside of yourself, it is within yourself. Just as all healing happens from within yourself. Yes, you might go to a doctor and the doctor might prescribe something and it might help in this situation. It might heal some of the symptoms, but it does not heal the cause, does not get to the root cause of it all. It is you that must reach into yourself and find that root cause, whatever it might be. We hope that this helps some of you in this manifestation process. Take this deeply. Go deeply within and understand what is occurring here, what is happening here. Okay? Do you have questions here for One Who Serves now?
Lorelei. Yes, this is Lorelei. I don't know, we're hearing a background buzzing, like somebody humming a mantra or something. Well, first of all, I want to say, One Who Serves, I don't know why, but when you came on, I must know you because I absolutely adore you. And that's what I came to my head. I adore you.
And we you as well.
I adore all the One Who Serves, but there must be some special connection we have. So I honor that. But I wanted to ask you about this light. You were listening, I'm sure, about the light and the X-shaped light and all that. It's that the light is always the same every time, and it gets quite appreciably bigger after I do the light filling myself with light thing. And it's in the colors of the rainbow. It's always exactly the same in the colors, just like a rainbow. So I was curious, is that the aura, or is it something different, and how is it different? Because it is always the same every time, and I've heard that auras change color depending on your mood and whatever. So, yeah, there was a little information about that.
Yes, your aura does certainly change as your consciousness shifts, as your thinking shifts, and all of this. That is true. And also, as you move into the higher vibrations through the use of meditation or contemplation or going deep within yourself, your aura is going to expand and grow, just as we did here with you in this meditation, where we had you expand your light further and further out. This is because you were in that moving into higher vibration state at that point. And you could do this. And many of you, we know, were able to accomplish this. Were able to create your light being an entire city or even an entire state or even beyond this. If you were able to continue to push it and continue to spread it further and further out. So yes, certainly, as you are in a higher meditative state and move into the higher consciousness, you are going to be able to command the light within you much, much greater and expand it out further. This is how the light workers and warriors throughout the planet are spreading the light in this way. Just simply walking into a room, even if you are not even aware of doing this, you are spreading your light. You see?
Yes, and that is the aura then. That same light is the aura. Is that right?
Not so much. No, it is somewhat different here. You are working with the aura, yes, but the aura comes first. The aura creates the body. It is not the other way around. The body does not create the aura. The aura is first. And as you are creating the light, you are adding to your aura. You see? You're doing it with your imagination, your visualization skills.
Awesome. All right. Thank you.
Yes. This is how when those in ancient times and even more frequent times where one sees a master of some type and they see the light around them and it's that light spreads so far out from them, this is why. Because and as someone is able to work with this light much more, such as a yogi or a master, then those around can see this light. You see? This is where the idea of the halo comes from.
Wow, yes. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yes, this is Nijia, One Who Serves. And my question is about manifestation. So do we, the new energy, new earth vibration, do we need to be specific, let's say, about the amount of money I need to receive, whether from my business income or from any other source? Do I need to be specific which car brand I want, or is it only focusing on the well-being, being free, having his needs covered and stuff? So this is a little bit tricky. With the old energy, we need to be very specific, and now we don't know exactly, do we need to specify the amount of money, the or
we would say both here. Both.
Okay.
You want to allow for the universe to provide whatever it is that needs to be provided for, but if there is a specific amount that you are looking for, then why not create that specific amount, whatever it might be for? If you want to, for instance, go to this next advance, and we would highly recommend it to as many here as can. If you want to go and you do not have the capability at this present time, do as the wonderful Rita said earlier. Just put it out there. Know that you can go and it will be provided for you. But you must know this. You must believe it. Believe, and then you will see it. But if you continue to operate at the old paradigm, as I said earlier here, if you continue to operate that way, then you will continue to have that old paradigm. If you continue to say, I do not have the money, I cannot create the money just does not show for me, I am always broke, so on and so on, then that is what you will always have. You see? Keep doing the same thing over and over and over, and you cannot expect a different result. You see?
Yes.
And the other thing, and we want to add this, change the story. If you continue to say the same story, tell the same tale, the same story over and over and over, then that is the way the story is going to continue for you in your life. So if it is doing that, if you are doing that, simply change the story. Change the story that you tell everybody. And as you change that story, your life will change.
Yeah.
It is that simple. Okay?
That's a great. Thank you so much.
Yes. Other questions here?
I do. This is Nancy. How are you, the one who serves?
We are wonderful, as always. What else can there be?
Yes. When you, just like the other lady said, when you said this is a different one who serves, I just had this a warm feeling when you say that. I don't know why. So I'm like very emotional right now. Sorry. I have a question. My question is that, like I was saying earlier, I shared this with the group. I'm going through a lot of changes, major life changing. And I want to know, is it a reason why I am having these major changes in my life, such as like my job, my marriage, my education? I'm going back to school. I left my job, and I just don't feel that my husband is serving me anymore. We're just not heading the same way anymore spiritually. So can you enlighten me in that? I don't know. I just want to know why things are happening at this time.
Yes, you are going through a transition. All of you are going through a transition, and you will have it, you will go through it in different ways, certainly, but you are going through it, and change is a part of this transition. And also, as you are going through the transition, the old paradigm, the old guides that you might have had with you that have lasted with you, not only this lifetime, but from other lifetimes, will also be leaving. You are going to lose the familiars in your life, those ones that have created such a comfort zone for you. If it is time for you to move out of the comfort zone, to go through these changes, then this is what your higher self is calling for you to do. And if you allow for the process, then it will be seamless. But if you fight it, if you resist it, it will persist. In other words, the negative parts of this will persist. So this is where we say so many times, go with the flow. Let it be here. You see?
Yeah, I'm trying to do that. Thank you so much.
Yes. Other questions here?
May I
have a question.
Yes.
This is Christy. I was on a trip to England back in early May, and I stayed at a bed and breakfast and met a couple, and the woman of the couple, I believe they were from France. She at the end of my stay, she asked where I lived, and I told her, which I live by water, and she went up to her room and brought down this crystal, tiny little crystal for me. It's got amethyst in it, and I can't remember what it is exactly, but one of the types, it does have amethyst and some other content. But anyway, she gave it to me, and she said, would you throw this in the ocean, because this has a lot of power in it? And, of course, I was grateful, and I said, certainly I would. And she said, you can keep it for a while if you want and just decide when the time is, and then she would know. So I was walking along the water the other day, and I saw dolphins. And so I decided the next day or two I was going to throw the stone in the ocean, the crystal. So I did. So my question is if you can expand on that and what the significance of that may be.
As we find it, that this one is reaching back to earlier times where she had the acumen, you might say, to work with the arts, not the dark arts, but the light arts, such as what you would call white witchery, something like this nature, and has this acumen, this understanding. And the working with crystals comes certainly from much earlier times in Atlantis and Lemuria and all of this. So this one knows that it is important to share the energy. The energy of this particular crystal, it comes from the ocean, and it needed to go back to the ocean. You see? It comes from the sea and needed to go back to the sea. This is what she is saying here. From this. And in your responding here, you did this. It is very similar in some ways to when one goes through the death process and the body is cremated. And the body then, or the cremation, the dust is spread out over the earth or in the ocean or whatever it might be. From dust to dust, as you're saying here. We can say then here, from crystal to crystal. You see?
Great. Thank you so much.
There's not much more profound than this as we are finding it, but this particular one knows about this and was recreating some of the memory that had from the earlier times here and utilized you to bring this about.
Great. Okay. Thanks so much.
Yes. Any other questions here?
This is Cheryl. I have a dream I wanted to get some input from you on.
Yes?
The dream this morning, I was in a meeting with several people, I want to say 12. It felt like a council, maybe a council of 12. And we were discussing life contracts. And I said, before we incarnate there, we sign a life contract and we know exactly when it ends. And then Randy Joy from our group stood up and she said, no one comes here or there unless they see me first. And at the end of the meeting, each member came up and kissed me and I kissed them and they each told me thank you. And the last man, he was very short, maybe about 4 foot tall, and his skin was blue. I wondered if you could give me some insight on that dream.
Okay. But before we do so, first of all, we ask you what you received from this, what your insight is.
Well, I always wondered about the world pyramid when you all mentioned it and what goes on there. So to me, it seems like when we're discussing our life contracts and our life plans, that that takes place in the world pyramid.
Yes. And we will add then the idea of the 12 here and the council. You are correct about this. This is the 12 and the 12 of the 12 that Sananda has spoken of many times. And the use of the Randy Joy here is that this was Sananda in this case. It is the one that you must go through Sananda before you can be in these councils, as he has spoken of previously. You see?
Okay.
And
wonderful.
The one that is the small one that you are seeing is an ET, you might say, with blue skin from Andromeda. And this is a connection there that you have for this. And we will add here that you specifically that has had this dream, you are important here because you already have your council seat here if you are ready to take it when the time comes. And we will add here that many here that are on these calls are also there to take their seats in these councils when they are developed and ready to go. Cannot
Wonderful.
Say much more on this, but Sananda will provide more information at the next advance about this and have more experiential understanding coming from this as well as you go through these processes that are planned here.
Well, I am ready. Thank you so much, and I love you.
Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Hello? Okay.
Yes.
First of all, I want to thank you for previous I ask you questions and that you give so deep answers. My question is, I know I mentioned today about the numbers. I have been seeing very often numbers like 4-4, 3-3, 5-5, 10-10, 12-12. I see them all the time. If I look on the clock, it's always some kind of number. What's the meaning for me? I know it has some meaning, like somebody went online and said that it has meaning, but particularly I have been seeing over a year them, at least over a year.
We are not going to give you direct meaning for yourself, but we will give meaning for the whole here in terms of many of you are seeing these same things over and over and over, and it's signifying change in your life, and it is signifying synchronicity, that you are going through various synchronicities in your life and becoming more and more aware of these synchronicities. And as you become more aware of these synchronicities, your awakening process develops more and more and more here. And you become aware of synchronicities, and more synchronistic events will happen because of this. And it will continue then to raise your consciousness and move you into the higher vibrations as a result of this. It is all coordinated together here. You see?
So it's everything coordinated. So it means I will overcome these difficulties, what I'm going through.
You will overcome these difficulties if you allow yourself to overcome
right.
difficulties. Yes.
Okay. Okay,
where
thank you.
Where there is a will, there is a way. But where there is no will, there is no way. Remember that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you again.
Yes. Any
Thank
other
you for
questions?
Encouraging.
Here?
Thank
any
you
other
for
questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
Go ahead. This is Trudy, and you know I've been receiving insights into the fact that we all have innate abilities. And I beginning to see abilities that I've had for a long time, just never noticed so much to speak or paid a lot of attention. And for example, one is like I have MapQuest in my head, like I'm driving a car and I instinctively know which way to turn left or right. Or I'll hear, I need to find a certain item for my car and I hear AutoZone in my head and turn right. And it directs me right to the store that has what I want. And the other one is time. I have a powerful connection to time. I haven't worn a watch in 20 years or used an alarm clock because I just set my internal time clock and say, wake me at this time, and I always wake up. And I wake up with my pineal gland vibrating in my head. That's my alarm clock. It's my pineal gland. So I've known this, but it never occurred to me that, you know, we have many innate abilities until now, and I'm beginning to recognize them. And can you give us some insight into this awakening or acknowledgement to ourselves even of these innate abilities that we have?
Yes, you all have these innate abilities, as you are saying. They come in with you and have remained with you your entire life and even lifetimes previous to this. But you have lost the connection through with your higher self. And this is what has been the disconnect, you might say, between able to use those abilities or not use those abilities. You see, in some ways, you agreed to come here and be a part of this evolution and not have these abilities and not have the memories of who you are, to be able to lose that, to be able to create that disconnect for a time period. But always know that you have never truly been disconnected. You have always had this connection. And it is simply a remembering, a coming back to the understanding that you are connected to the One, that you are the One. And as the One, you have the abilities to do everything that the One can do. In other words, the Source within you. You can do everything that the Source can do. All of these things I do, so can you do also. You see, just as Yeshua said that, he meant exactly that, that everyone has these innate abilities within them. The only thing it takes is to realize that they and their Father are one. And once you come to that full realization, then you are in that ascension process, and fully ascended, you will have all of these innate abilities back with you again. But for now, you are going through a transition. And in this transition, you are receiving or gathering back these abilities, maybe slowly, but they are coming back to you. And as we have said many, many times, you can look at the sky and you can see the clouds, and just like anyone else would see simply a cloud, you see the image of the cloud, or you see the ship within the cloud. You see? This is these abilities coming back, to be able to see beyond the physical, to see beyond, to see what is always been there but has been hidden from you. But now it is coming into your understanding and into your view here. Okay?
Okay. Well, I do see the ships, but my favorite, one of my favorites, is being able to detect the police officer radar coming up ahead. That one's a good one. So thank you very much.
Yes.
Go ahead.
We hear you. Yes.
This is Don. I have a question.
Yes.
I've been meditating more on the Beatitudes. One of the Beatitudes is being meek of heart. And reading about the Beatitudes, it mentioned the Moses. Can you help us understand more what it is to be meek of heart?
All of you would be considered meek of heart at this point. And the meek shall inherit the earth. This is what he said in that. Do you remember? The meek shall inherit the earth. And all of you, because you are the meek, you are the ones that are not in the forefront. We are trying to get this for you to understand here. You are the ones, you are the way showers. You are the ones that are coming forward here, but you are not the ones that have been in the front, you might say, where the first shall be last and the last shall be first. So you are the last here. You are the ones that are going to then become the first. You are the meek that shall inherit the earth. You see? So meek of heart is exactly that, that you are deep within your heart, each one of you. More and more of you are opening your heart center. And as you open your heart center, you are creating then the light that can then be shared, anchored first and then shared throughout the planet. So in this way, you are inheriting the earth, you see, and creating the new earth. Does this make sense to you? To the one who asked the question, does this work here for you? Make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Yes.
This is Lydia, and I would like to consult about an experience that I had the other day at the ocean. I have been very, very sick for a couple of weeks before, and then I thought the ocean breeze would do good to me. And I go into this boat in the ocean, and all of a sudden, I was surrounded by thousands and thousands and thousands of dolphins. I saw whales. And as I was sitting on the boat, I said to my, some voice inside myself said to me, "Oh, they all come to see you."
All right.
And I even saw two dolphins really in both sides of the boat that came very close and turned their bellies up, kind of communicating with me. But I cannot quite pinpoint what was the message. Can you help me understand?
Thank what you. We can tell you is that the those of the seas, those of the aquatic world here, they are communicating more and more to those who are ready to communicate with them, to understand them, to know that they are the ones that are also carrying the light for the world. It is not only you, those of you, the light workers and warriors, it is also those of the aquatic world as well that are doing so, the dolphins, the whales, all of this. And they are bringing the frequency of the planet, helping to bring the frequency of the planet higher and higher. And as they communicate with you and all those that they are more and more communicating with, it is opening up the ancient communication channels that were there previously between the human and the aquatic world here. See? Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it has something to do. Does it anything to do with my illness? I've been very ill lately.
And how do you feel now?
I feel a lot better.
Yes, and you feel a lot better because you communicated with them directly. Have you not heard anybody ever say, swim with the dolphins, and you will feel much better? This is because they put off a frequency. They have a frequency that they can send out. And if you are in their frequency and resonate to that frequency, it can bring about a healing process to you. And if nothing else, when you are near the ocean, you are near the negative, you have the negative ions that are there. And the negative ions matches more of the body frequency here, the body frequency that it is supposed to be when it is healthy. And the negative ions, this is why you feel good when rain comes, you see?
Right.
The negative ions, and you feel this certainly at the ocean. When you go to the ocean, when you stand on the beach and the sand, put your feet in the sand and feel the sand around your feet and ground into the earth as you are doing so. And at the same time, be aware of the smells. Be aware of how you feel with the air there, the crystal clean air, the negative ions that you are feeling. You see? Get in touch with all of your senses there at the ocean. And we can guarantee you, if you go there with, say, a cold or something of this nature, as long as you do not create a situation where you are uncomfortable, in other words, it is too hot or too cold there for you, but if it is just right, then you will leave that encounter with the beach and the ocean, you will leave that feeling much, much better than you were before you went there. Just a hint for all of you that are living near the ocean here, wherever it might be, in whichever coast, and you are feeling down, depressed, or you have ill health of some type, go and sit on the beach and meditate there and feel, as we are saying, feel the oneness all around you and feel those negative ions that are there. And let them raise your frequency, raise your vibrations. And as you do so, everything will become much clearer to you and will bring you into a higher state of consciousness in doing so. And as has been said many times, as you are moved into a higher state of consciousness and into higher vibrations, then those things that are creating the illness will dissipate because they cannot be in the higher vibrations. Those higher vibrations, you cannot be sick. You cannot have illness. You cannot be in an out of balance state in your body. You see?
Yes. Yes.
You want to live longer? You want to live longer in the body that you are in now, forgetting about all of the changes that are coming and all the new technologies? You just want to live longer now? Then find yourself in higher vibrations more and more often. And you will find that it will even take years off of your life as you look. You see?
Yes. Great. Great. Thank you. And they came in thousands and they surrounded for miles the boat. It was so spectacular. Miles and miles of dolphins jumping. It was wonderful. I am very grateful. Thank you.
Yes, that is an experience that many people throughout the planet never have.
Wow.
So you can be grateful and thankful that the universe has provided that for you.
Yes, I'm very grateful. And especially to those two that came so close to me. And when they were close to me, they turned the belly up. Like, look at me, we are the special ones for you, kind of. Oh, that's what I got.
Yes, they were opening themselves up to you, showing their level of, what are the words we're looking for here? Not coming at this point. They were being where they could give themselves up to you. You see?
Oh, surrendering.
Surrendering, yes, that is the word we could have been looking for here. Yes, surrendering themselves to you.
And
just as a dog, when a dog is surrendering itself to you, it wants to show you that it is letting itself go to whatever you are wanting it to do, and it turns over on its back and puts its legs up and makes itself completely vulnerable. That was other word we were looking for here, vulnerable to you. This is what was occurring here.
Oh, I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Yes. Any further questions here before we release channel?
One who says, hello. Hello, my dear. It's Rhea.
Yes.
Athena, hello. A quick question about the advance coming up. I really feel it's going to be like extra special. There's a big surprise. I just know it. There's a big, big, big surprise. And my higher self says that they'd want to give surprises away, but it's got something to do with the frequency and the vibration is right at the time of the 888 Lionsgate portal, and plus after the summer solstice, which is coming, if we're at that particular vibration frequency at that time, something big's going to happen. A sighting, a seeing, I'm not sure. Definitely something big's happening at the advance. It's going to be really special. As something special's going to happen. I just feel it.
You have created a hint here for everybody. This is what has not yet been finished, but it is related to the Lion's Gate, yes.
Yes. Yes, Athena. Yes, she told me. She says, it's got to do with the Lion's Gate. And then there's these probabilities.
You are meeting right after that, after the 8-8.
That is right. The day after. So it's going to be very significant. We're going to be in this energy vortex or something with the Lionsgate portal. So if all goes well, we something magic is going to happen. So, yeah, looking forward.
Because a new gate will have opened up here. That is just a hint now at this point.
Well, I said we are ready. We're ready for this surprise. We really are ready. I feel it. I really do. Everyone here on the phone, everyone who's going to be going to the advance, I really feel it in my heart of hearts that we're all ready, every single one of us. So
we are ready.
Are there
other questions here before we release channel now? One more question, and then we need to release channel.
I do.
Yes?
This is Nancy again. I have a simple question. I just wanted to know, because I've been curious, why 555 is being added to my number synchronicity I'm having at this moment.
We have already answered that question earlier to another who has asked this, and it is very similar and the same to the question you are asking now. So please refer back to the answer that was given at that time.
All right, thank you.
Yes. We are then going to release channels, but before we do here, know in your earlier conversation, you were speaking about how the how vibrations from those who are coming from above in terms of galactics, the ascended masters, etc. And why we have said many times that we are not going to come down to you, you must come up to us. And this is because, and those of you that expressed this earlier, that you find yourself in a lower density, in lower vibrations, and how it makes you feel, it is very similar to how when we would come into your vibration, not so much your vibration now, because your vibrations are increasing, but to more of the what you would call the mass populace and their vibrations, it is very uncomfortable for us to do so, and certainly for the galactics to do so. And this is why they have not yet come to en masse, you might say, to the planet here, because the vibrations are still yet too low. But as the vibrations continue to increase, then they will be able to come and show themselves to more and more and more of you as your vibrations continue to increase, you see? They can lower themselves somewhat, but they are not going to lower themselves to the point where they are vulnerable to the low vibrations here, you see? Is what we wanted to say here. And so know as you continue to go through your transition, as you continue to raise your vibrations, then you will create a situation where it would be possible for those of the galactics, you might say, to show themselves more and more, and even to have a full manifestation by those of us, the Ascended Masters, or the galactics, or any of the above here. This is also a hint here that has been given. But unlike our other one who serves here, I am not going to go into a whole lot more because I do not have that coming out for me. We are going to receive channel now. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti, love you.
Shanti, thank you.
Thank you.
Shanti, be with you.
Peace be with
thank
you.
Thank you.
I suspect we're going to see a manifestation at the advance of
I know.
I've been thinking that all day long.
So I really feel it in my bones.
That would be quite unexpected then, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Although maybe not if you guys are creating the expectation that's going to happen. Maybe that's what'll bring it about, that you're creating the expectation and therefore believing, and then you'll see it.
That makes sense.
Well, if our vibrations are high enough, why not?
Absolutely.
Well, that's what Athena says, and it's to do with this gate 888 gateway portal, and with the next day after it. And after the summer solstice, I think we're going to be ready, guys. I really feel it. We're going to be ready for a manifestation and a full one.
Huh?
You know, that's
right.
What I feel.
The channel is over, yes.
Sorry? Hello?